It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today in studio, I have helper mayor, Lanice Peterman. We're going to talk, it's grant writing season, and Lanice is in her element, I think. And you know, it's always great when you can do these things for the city and find different monies from different places. And we talked about the fact that, you know, if people want to just hand out money, she wants to be first in line to take it. We'll talk about that. There are certain boards in Helper City that are looking for members, and we'll discuss those things as well. Lanice, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave.
This is good information to get out there. It's always great to bring anybody from Helper City in and talk about what's going on up there. And as we said right at the beginning, it is grant season, and you've always said that if they're going to hand out money, you might as well, Helper City might as well be first in line for it, right?
That's right. So we're very fortunate in Main Street funding because Utah has joined the Main Street, the national program, which has opened up some new funding avenues that we've not had historically. So we're looking to capture dollars to help distribute our Main Street design elements, both north and south, so it's much more inclusive and not just the heart, but rather goes all the way up so people get a real sense of cohesiveness and being included in all of the good work that's going on.
And you were saying you wanted to kind of expand it as much as you can where it makes sense. And the other thing is that you've got all this money that you're reaching out for that's matching grants, but you've got that T-Mobile grant that you can use for that.
Absolutely. So we were fortunate to win the T-Mobile grant of $50,000, which positioned us to go after the maximum of $30,000 from the Main Street program. And then Castleview Hospital has been a great partner and has contributed another $10,000. So, you know, I have money in the bank that I can match to different opportunities.
And really, as we were talking, there are so many things that are going on in Helper City that you want to change up as far as the Main Street area, and that's what you really wanted to focus on. And one of them is even lighting on Main Street.
Absolutely. So with the T-Mobile dollars, we were able to really kind of close out all of the design elements at the heart of downtown and purchase lighting, which is incredibly expensive. But we were fortunate in that we actually took the older light poles down by the Rio towards the south end, and they're being painted to match the wayfinding signage, that kind of color scheme, along with the new light poles. And then we're capping them with some dark sky lighting. So we're adhering to our dark sky certification. And I think it's going to be absolutely beautiful when it goes in March.
And once again, just more ways to make that Main Street and Helper just kind of a destination. And that's really what it's all from. And the other one that's kind of exciting, and it's still a ways down the road, we mentioned it a little bit the last time, is the historic Helper Arch that used to be at the one end of Main Street, or was it right in the middle of Main Street? Is that what we talked about?
It was actually at the south end of Main Street, and it's a big emotional anchor for the community. I can go back to when we hosted the Sustainable Design Assessment Team folks, and people talked continually about, can we bring the arch back? So hopefully, if all of this funding comes into play, I'm going to look at taking those dollars and then doing a bigger federal match to hopefully bring that into fruition. So I'm crossing fingers and hoping that works out, because I know that's something the community has wanted to see and is very emotional about.
And it would be really, really fun and interesting to see that come back to Main Street. And you said, you know, you're not really sure where it'll go. You may even leave that up to the public to decide where it should go and where it should be at.
That's exactly what I hope to do, is to share that with the Helper community and get their feedback, because it cannot go back where it was originally, because that's UDOT. So we have to bring it into the city. So we'll have a couple of options, and I think the community absolutely should tell us where they think it fits best.
And I think that that will be great to be able to one day see that back on Main Street. Another thing that we were kind of talking about a little bit that you've kind of started the wheels in motion of is the Janet Street Bridge.
Yes.
And you were saying that this is quite a process that you've had to go through to get the wheels even turning in a one direction. And so let's talk about that for just a moment.
Sure. So the Janet Street underpass, we're working with a consultant to secure what we call historic landmark status. So it is about a year-long process. You have to justify and pull information from the build, why you perceive it to be historic. And we think we're really positioned quite well to have that happen. It runs through the National Park Service. And then once we can secure the nomination, we can then go after some new funding avenues to really make that thing as beautiful as it was when it went in the 1930s. It was gorgeous with lighting, the Art Deco kind of concrete feel. So we really want to restore it to its glory days and make that happen.
All right. So before we jump into something else, was there any other projects that you've got in the fire kind of working on for Main Street that we haven't covered?
I think we're good.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we got all of those. So, because it's a lot. Mm-hmm. It always seems like there's a lot of things going on that Main Street area and Helper. Now, another fun thing, because it's just around the corner, it's going to be time for, you know, First Fridays and festival seasons and things like that. And you are, Helper City is actually looking for some board members right now.
We are. We have, as we've grown and matured, there are so many opportunities to request that people serve and serve based on their passion. So we decided this year we would open up all the boards to interested citizens. So if you are interested in serving on planning and zoning, the library board, the museum board, First Friday is also involved in this. We want to open that up to the general public and have them complete an application, tell us what boards they're interested in, because we have amazing people in our community, and they may not be tapped for something they're really passionate about because we don't know. So this is our avenue to say, hey, we want to hear from you. We want to include you. If you're passionate, if you have skills and you want to participate, we want you to be able to do that.
So do they have the applications at City Hall there? Is that what they need to do?
They have applications at City Hall. They can drive by and pick them up, or they can email Zach Tonk, which is ztonk, T-O-N-C, at helpercity.net, and he can email an application to you. But time's running out. They've got to have them in by Friday.
They've got to be in by this Friday, the 28th. So if any of those, you know, are interested to you, if you want to get involved and have a say in what's going to go on in Helper and things, this is a great way to do that for the citizens. Get out and you know what? Let your voice be heard and let them know what you think about this, that, or the other. It's great. But yeah, yes, you've got until this Friday, the 28th, to get all that done. Lenise, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Lenise Peterman, Mayor of Helper City. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.